We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias Choyv Mehayisoymim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Beis. In the previous Shir, we started this Halacha, which we said is based on Torah Dalid in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about coming close to the Tzaddik, and he mentions three special ways that a person comes close to the Tzaddik. The first is seeing the tzaddik. The second is giving tzedakah to the tzaddik. And the third was vidui dvorim, in the presence of the tzaddik, confession. And Rav Nosson Zal here is going to expound, he's going to clarify that Torah and use it to explain these laws in Choshen Mishpat that we're learning. Paragraph Beis. Vezeh bechinas toikev hanes hagodol shel Chanukah. And this is the incredible, great miracle of Chanukah. Ki mevura b'hatoyra hanal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, she'yefsher lizgois lebechinas bitul hanal, that it's impossible for a Jew to achieve the bitul that he's talking about, to nullify himself completely to Hashem, lihikolel b'raiva deraivin, to become part of Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois, the highest levels of spirituality, Bibichinas Rotzoi Voshoiv, in a manner of going up to it and coming back down, not remaining there permanently, because that means a person's dead, but rather to be able to reach up to it and connect to it to a degree and then come back down. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that it's impossible to achieve that bitul kiim al yidei shemalin hamalchus l'sharosha, unless a person first elevates the kingdom of Hashem to its proper place, to its origin. Bibchinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, zarko, that the musical note zarko, which is one of the trup, one of the musical notes in the Torah, Dizdarikis laasar disnetilas mitamon, represents something that's being brought back to the place where it originally started from. If you look at how a zarka is drawn, it starts in the middle, it goes down, it goes back up, and it goes past the original height that it was, and then comes back down to the same level that it started from. It's like a sideways S. Ulahaloi samalchus lisharosho, iefsher kiim alidei vidui dvorim lefnei hatalmud chacham. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran that in order to elevate the malchus to where it originates from, it's impossible to accomplish that unless a person has vidui dvorim, confession, in the presence of a talmud chacham. Ayin shom kol ho'inyan hazeh mevoir shom. Mitchila satoira ad soifa. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over there in Likutei Moran, you'll see how this topic is explained there from the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran all the way to the end. Vaklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shemi sheroitza leilech bederach hakodosh, a Jew who wants to go on the path of holiness, tzorech leshaber kol hamidois vahatayvois, Hanim Shochin Mehoarba Yesoidos, has to be able to break the control that the Yetzirah has over them regarding all the different midos and regarding all the different desires which come from the four basic elements of creation: fire, water, air, and dirt. Fire, for example, there's a negative aspect of it, which is kas, anger. Anger is a fire that's burning inside of the person in a bad way. And so too, the dirt, depression, for example. When a person is chas v'shalom depressed, that's a misuse or a negative aspect of the yesod of ofor. And Rabbeinu Zal says a person who wants to follow the path of kedusha has to be able to recognize the good and the bad that's found in these Dalad Yesoidois and all the Midois and Taivois that come from them and be able to eliminate the bad. Shezeh Zoichin Alidei Re'ias Pnei Atzadik, a Jew can accomplish this by seeing the face of a tzaddik. That's one very important step. Rabbi Nezal explains over there in Likut Imran that just like a child, a baby, that's playing with toys that it enjoys very, very much, the minute the mother walks into the room, the child drops the toys and goes running over to the mother. So too the tzaddikim are referred to as the mothers of the Jewish people. Just like a mother nurses its child with milk, so too the tzaddikim nurse us with the milk of Torah. And therefore, when a Jewish soul sees a true tzaddik, it drops all its shtuyot, all its nonsense, all its toys, all its tavis, and runs to the tzaddik, runs to its mother. That's one step. Number two, v'alidei hatzdoko shenoisnen la'tzaddik. Another very important piece is the charity that a person gives to the tzaddik. Rabbi Nezal explains over there in Likut Imran what that accomplishes, what that repairs. However, even after taking those two steps, v'adayin eino yodea be'eze derech mahalich, the person does not yet know what path they should be taking in life in order to get close to Hashem, in order to really get close to Hashem. Ad shezeiche lehisvadois vidu idvorim lefnei Talmud Chacham, until the person really opens themselves up and confesses all the things they've done wrong in their life in the presence of the Talmud Chacham. This confession is done to Hashem. We're confessing to Hashem, but doing it in front of and in the presence of a Talmud Chacham, where he hears everything we're saying. Rabbi Nezal shows over there in Likut Imran that when a person does that, then they're plugging into, they're becoming part of the infinite light of Hashem, the highest level of spirituality. Vazai kishuhu bebchinas voshoiv, and when the person comes back down from there, which is called voshoiv, meir horeshimo lahadas, then the great light that he connected with up there, the imprint that it left on him, the reshimo that it left on him, is able to shine into his brain, into his das, and make him realize shekuloi toiv, that everything is good, kuloi echod, everything is one. Shezeo bechinas Hashem hu hu Elokim. That's the concept of realizing that these two names of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which usually is associated with kindness, and Elokim, which is associated with judgment, harshness, that they're really one. Shezois habechino humein olam haba. That level, when a person's on that level, that they see everything as being good, they see everything as being one, there's no two, there's no good and bad, it's all good, it's all part of one Hashem, that's a taste of olam haba. Ayin shom kol hakesher v'habinyan haniflo v'anizgov shel ha-toira ha-nairo ha-zois. Rav Nelson Zal says, take a look over there in Likut Imran, chapter 4, to see the incredible building that Rabbeinu Zal builds over there and how he connects everything together so beautifully and so clearly. Paragraph Gimel, v'zeh hoya goydel hanes haniflo shel Chanukah. And this was the incredible great miracle of Chanukah. Ki oz govro malchus harisho, shehi hepech malchus hakdusha. Because during that time, the kingdom of evil, which is the Greeks at that time, were becoming very powerful. They are the opposite of the kingdom of holiness. They fought, they went against, they tried to move the Jews away from holiness, away from Hashem, away from tzaddikim, away from the Torah. Umigoidel his gabrusum, and because the Greeks became so powerful at that time, rotzu lahashkiach mi Yisrael haTorah, they wanted to try to get the Jews to forget completely about the Torah, ulahavirom al chukei ritzoinoi, and to get us to leave, to ignore Hashem's laws, Hashem, what Hashem wants of us, kedei sheyizgaber malchusam harishua biyoser, so that the evil kingdom of the Greeks should become stronger and stronger. כי על ידי וידוי דבורים שהם תיקון החטאים זויכן לא שוב ולקיים אס כל דברי התורה. Rabbi Nelson Zal says now, because when a Jew confesses his sins, which means he recognizes that they are sins, that they are faults, and he feels bad about them, he's expressing major regret for having committed them, through that a person is zoicha to get back to the Torah, to get back to fulfilling the Torah. Vaideze malin hamalchus l'sharosha, and through that the person elevates the kingdom to its proper place, to the hands of Hashem, ad shezoichen lehikolel bein soif kanal, until the person himself rises from level to level, until he becomes part of the infinite light of Hashem. V'chein lehefech, and it works also in the opposite direction. Kishezeh kom, when the Jews rise up, kishezeh kom, when the malchus of Kiddusha goes up, the malchus of the Sitra Achra goes down, and vice versa. Kishe Yisroel oivrin chas v'sholom al mitzvah haTorah, when the Jews go against the commandments of the Torah, ve'ein misvadin v'shovin chas v'sholom, and we don't confess, we don't do tshuva, azay misgaberes chas v'sholom malchus harisho, shei keneged malchus dikdusha, then the kingdom of evil gets stronger. As Rabbi Nezal explains over there in the beginning of that chapter on the Likutei Moran, shebishvil ze nikra malchus harisho shel avodah zarah v'sitra achra elokim, that this is why the kingdom of evil, of idol worship and sitra achra, is called elokim, because they draw from the malchus. Malchus, there's a pasuk v'elokim malki mikedem. When we are not doing what we're supposed to do, then the malchus, the kingdom of Hashem, becomes vulnerable and they're able to grab for it. The sitra achra is able to grab it and take it to itself. Ayin shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. Vesehu ikar arichas hagolus hamarav ha'orech hazeh. And this is what this long, bitter exile that we're going through today is all about also. Ve'ein hageula tluya ela b'tshuva. And putting an end to this golus, putting an end to all of this suffering, is dependent only on tshuva. As the pasuk says, uvo letzion goyel, that the Redeemer will come to Yerushalayim, uleshove fesha, when we do tshuva. Hainu, vidui dvorim lefnei hatalmid chacham, this refers specifically to confessing our sins before a Talmud Chacham, shezeh ikar ha-tshuva. This is one of the main parts of tshuva. Shaydezeh malin ha-malchus l'sharosha. Through this, we elevate the malchus to its proper place. Va'oz toshuv ha-malchus l'beis David. Then the kingdom will be returned to the family of David HaMelech. V'yimloi choleinu Moshiach tzidkenu shum malchus dikdusha. And we will have the true king, which is Moshiach, who represents the Holy Kingdom. V'alkein hizgabruaz b'yoyser malchus yovan arisho levat latorim Yisrael chas v'shom. And this is why the Greeks tried so hard to get us to leave the Torah, chas v'shom, kidei lahagbir koyach malchusam arisho v'kanal, thereby to strengthen their wicked kingdom. V'ashem yisporach berachamov hamarubim omad lonu b'chol tzareisenu. However, Hashem, with His great kindness, stood up for us throughout all of our suffering. Va'osalanu nes godoil v'noira, and Hashem performed a great, awesome miracle. Va'omdu me'at anoshim ibeis chashmonoi, and a handful, a small group of people from the family of Chashmonoim stood up. V'nitzchum, and defeated the whole Greek Empire. V'hichniu v'hipilu malchus harisho, they brought about the downfall of this kingdom of evil. V'egbiru malchus harisho, and strengthened the kingdom of holiness. V'alkein hoyo tikkun hanes al yedei tzloichis shel shemen shemotzu chosam v'chosam shel kohen gadol. And now we'll understand why this miracle was brought about through a vial of oil which they found that still had the seal of the kohen gadol on it. Ki hayevonim shehem malchus harisho Timu Kol Hashmonim, because the Greeks, who represent the kingdom of Tumah, they defiled all the oils. Bechinas Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, Shehu Hadas. We know that oil represents Das, Sechel. They defiled all of the Sechel, trying to replace the Holy Torah with secular culture. Ve'oz Iefsher Lihi Kolel Ulehisbatel Bo'er Ein Soif. And when the Das is defective, then a person cannot plug into the infinite light of Hashem. They can't become spiritual. Ki kol zor v'chol tomei yefsher lichnoi sulahi kol el sham. Because when a person is impure, they cannot enter into the holiness. V'hanes hoyo al yidei pach Hashem in shel kohen gadol. And the miracle came about through this vial of oil of the kohen gadol. Ze bechinas she'ikar hanes v'yishua shel Chanukah. Shehichniu malchus harisho v'ipilu oisam apola gedoyla. What this implies is that this great miracle of Chanukah, where we succeeded in weakening the kingdom of evil and giving them a major downfall, ad shenim shechaleinu bechol shona v'shona sheyilonu gam ken koyach lachnim al hashpilom lapilom, and thereby this was established as a holiday. Where every single year, when this date rolls around, the date of Chanukah, we are given a new opportunity to bring about the downfall of the Malchus HaRishah by performing the mitzvahs of Chanukah. Iker toikif hanes hazeh nase b'chol shona v'shona v'shona al yedei tzadikei hadoyer huamitim. The real power, the real essence of this miracle is achieved each and every single year through the great tzaddikim of the generation, shemekarvim anoshim l'Hashem Yisborach, who bring people close to Hashem, umachnisim bohem hirhurei tshuva, and they cause the people to start thinking thoughts of repentance, ad shemizvadim vidu idvorim lefneim, to the point where the people come to such a level of honesty, of realization of where they're at, where they actually confess their sins to Hashem in the presence of the tzaddik. Val yedeihem nimshach oyer godoil v'noiro l'chol Yisrael. And through those people who accomplish this, through them there is brought a tremendous, great, awesome light on the entire Jewish people. Ad sheyedu kulam es Hashem l'miktanam v'ad gedoilam. So that all of Klal Yisrael should come to a level of recognition of Hashem, kemoi she'osol avoisenu bayom emahim bazman hazeh nesnif levenoira aydei mat Hashem shel kohen gadol she'echosim b'chay samoy. Just like during that time, there were a handful of people, the Chashmonoim were a handful of people, and they discovered the vial of oil, and through them came about this whole major miracle and victory for all of Klal Yisrael that affected the entire Klal Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal tells us so too every single year. The tzaddikim of the generation, who are the ones who inspire and motivate Jews to do tshuva and to get to such a level of tshuva where they actually confess their sins and do it even in front of the Talmud Chacham, through this brings a great light of recognition of Hashem to all of Klal Yisrael. Hainu. Ki ha-koyin ha-godol ze b'chinas ha-tzadik ha-godol hu amiti sheyesh loy koyach lahalois kol havidu idvorim shel Yisrael velalois velichnois likol al-aydei ze b'mokim shenichnas v'nichlal. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, the Kohen Godol during the time of the Beis Hamikdosh was similar to the tzadik today, the great tzadikim today. Just like the Kohen Gadol was the representative of Klal Yisrael, who had the ability to elevate all of Klal Yisrael through his Avodah, so too the great Tzaddikim have the ability to elevate all of the tshuva and the confessions of all of Klal Yisrael, and to rise up with that. That elevates the Tzaddik, B'mokom shenichlas v'nichlal, to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies, into the highest spiritual levels. Dehainu beveis kodshei kadoshim, to enter into the Holy of Holies. Sheshom hunekudas even shesia. That's where the foundation of the whole world, the foundation stone of the whole world was. Sheom adolov ha'oroin vakruvim, which the holy ark and the kruvim rested on. Veshom nichlal be'ein soif, b'raiva d'raivim. And that's where the Kohen Gadol was able to connect to the highest level of holiness, Ein Soif, the infinite light of Hashem, this level called Raiva D'Raivin. Avo loyhoyo koyach rishus la Kohen Gadol lichnois l'shom kim achas b'shono. However, the Kohen Gadol was able to accomplish this only once a year, b'yom ha-kippurim, on Yom Kippur, Bekoyach havidui dvorim shehizvado tchilo avur kol Yisrael. What gave him that ability? The confession that the Kohen Gadol confessed on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, al hapor, on the ox, valasoyer, and the valasoyer hamishtaleach, and the goat which was sent away to Azazel. Ubezois yovoi aharoin el hakodesh. And the Pasuk says in the beginning of Achrei Mois, with this confession and with these sacrifices, this is what enabled Aaron HaKohen to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies. Ki yefsher lichnois l'shom lebeis kodesh kodoshim, because it is impossible even for the great tzaddik, the Kohen Gadol, to enter into the Holy of Holies, lebechinas raiva deriven, sheshom niftach ho'or ho'in soif, where there Hashem opens up that infinite light. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'noyadeti shomo levnei Yisrael, that from there I will be brought to Klal Yisrael, Hashem says. I'll broadcast to Klal Yisrael from there, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I will unite with them over there in the Holy of Holies. Ki im al yedei havidui dvorim, the only way that the Kohen Gadol was able to go in there and accomplish all of that was by first having the confession, Shehizvado Tchilo Sholosh Pa'amim, Kimavura Beparshasham, whereby the Kohen Gadol had to first confess three different times for himself, for all the Kohanim, and then for all of Klal Yisrael. For himself, for his family, and then all of Klal Yisrael, Kimavura Beparshasham, as is explained over there in Parshas Achrei Mois. Those who are learning Daf Yomi now are in the seventh parak of Yuma. They just finished learning about this, about the three different confessions. Kigam kol Yisroel. There are people who hear the word confession and right away they say Bathalicism and Bachut. These people haven't studied Judaism. They don't know that confession is in Judaism. It's in the Chumash, it's in the Gemara. It's very real. It's part of tshuva. They're also confessing. That's what's making the traffic. Kigam kol Yisrael hizvaduos b'yom ha-kippurim. Because we know the entire Jewish people confessed then on Yom Kippur. She'oz ha-mitzvah min ha-Torah lehizvados b'peh moleh. On Yom Kippur, there's a commandment. One of the 613 commandments in the written Torah is to verbally confess one's sins. Ubifrat be'etz she'ezvad ha-Kohen Gadol, especially during the time that the Kohen Gadol was saying his confession, v'hizkiras Hashem ha-nichbod v'hanoira, and the Kohen Gadol mentioned Hashem's holiest name, the Shem ha-Mefoirosh, she'oz hoyu koirim. Then the Jews would kneel and prostrate themselves completely, and they would confess. Kimavura b'divrei Rabbi Seinozal, as the Gemara elaborates. V'akoyin hagodol, b'oitzem koichoy, hoyo loikoyach al yidei haviduyim shehizvado, and the Kohen Gadol, with his great spiritual powers, had the ability through the confessions that he confessed and that Klal Yisrael was confessing, lahagbia ulahalo is kol haviduyim shel Yisrael, to elevate and lift up all the confessions of Klal Yisrael, sheyihye nechshav keilu hizvadu lifnei atalmud chacham, so that it should be considered as if every single Jew confessed in front of the Kohen Gadol. Through the avoidus that he was doing there, it made it exactly as if each and every single Jew was having vidui dvorim before the Talmud Chacham. Uke'en ma shekosav shom admor zal, and this is similar to what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, al ma shomu Rabbeinu Zal, about what the Gemara says, mi goram leruvein sheyoide, who inspired Reuven to confess his sin? Yehuda. It was Yehuda. When Reuven saw that Yehuda confessed, so Reuven also did. Shalidei shezochar Moshe havidui. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned the vidui of Yehuda in Parshas Vezois Habrocha, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vezois liYehuda vayomar, Shma Hashem koil Yehuda vel amoy tivienu. Moshe Rabbeinu there mentions the sin that he alludes to the sin that Yehuda committed, and the confession that he did for his sin. Rabbeinu Zal says there, Nechshav keilu hizvado lefonov. Yehuda was given credit as if he confessed in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu bringing up the vidui and mentioning it, it was considered as if Yehuda was confessing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ayin Shem, look over there in Likut Imran. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shekoyach HaKoyin Goto Lichnois Lefnai V'Lefnim L'Bechinas Raivad Arayvim, what gave the Koyin Goto the rocket fuel, the ability to enter into the Holy of Holies, lebechinas raiva deraivin, to the place of the highest chesed, rotzen sheberetzoinois, hoyo al yedei havidui dvorim. It was through the confession of all of Klal Yisrael, which was being done in the presence of the Kohen Gadol, by the Kohen Gadol doing vidui at that time, and them doing vidui, and all of it being done together, it was considered as if they were being mizvada before the Talmud Chacham, and Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that this creates such a high level of power, Baruchnius, that this is what enables the tzaddik, the Kohen Gadol, or Moshe Rabbeinu, or the great tzaddikim, to connect with that Oyer Ein Soif, with that infinite light of Hashem. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei Hashemen shel HaKohen Gadol, hoyotoykif hanes. And therefore, through this oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it, that's what brought about this incredible miracle, shehidliku mimenu neirois hamenorah, that they lit the candles of the menorah, shehu bechinas oir ho'ein soif, which symbolizes the infinite light of Hashem, shemeir lechol Yisroel adaitum, which shines into the brains of each and every single Jew, Lohoidiyam, to enlighten us, to make us aware, ki Hashem hu hu Elohim, that Hashem and Elohim are one, that chesed and gvura, that what seems to be Hashem's kindness and what seems to be judgment are really one. V'chein hu bechol doyer v'doyer. And this same thing is reenacted in every single generation. Shalidei hatzadik ho'emes, Umeat anoshov shenesoyru b'tshuva, through the true tzaddik and the few people who are close to him who become inspired to tshuva, ad shehizvadu vidui dvorim lefonov, to the point where they open themselves up and they confess their sins in the presence of the tzaddik, shaydeze nichlalu bein soif, through this they plug into this ein soif, to this infinite light of Hashem. Ki hu posach lohem oir ho ein soif, because the tzaddik opens up for them this infinite light of Hashem, ad sheheir bedaitom asheheir, to the point where he shines into their da, he shines into them a level of das, an incredible level of das, sheiefsher leechod lesaper lechaveroi, which is something so high, so special, that a person cannot communicate this to another person. They can't put it into words, what they feel, that tremendous great light. Ki hisnoitzitzus oir hoein soif, shemeir bedas ha-Yisraeli, Because the infinite light of Hashem that sparkles within the brain of a person who's been inspired by coming close to a true tzaddik, zehu bechinas noida basheorim bala. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as something that can only be known by the person themselves. They know it inside of themselves. They can't express it to somebody else. They can't share it. Kol chad lefuman de meshar balibe. The Zohar HaKadosh says, noida basheorim bala. Each person, to the degree that they can be meshar, the great light of Hashem, they know it. It's not something they can express to somebody else. It's impossible to talk about this. Because when a person is experiencing that incredible high, that incredible connection to Hashem, when a person is zeicha to really open himself up and do a vidui like that, who atzmoi lo yoda, the person himself doesn't know about himself. Like it's a bechina of hispashtus hagashmius. It's like the person disconnects from the physical, and he's going to a much higher place. Kamei shekosav shom ba'toyran al, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 4 on Likutei Moran. V'chol ma shebedabrim migdulas haboyrei isborach, whereas all the discussions and conversations that people have about the greatness of Hashem, hu mebechinas voshoiv, that's all in the category of voshoiv, after a person comes down from that great high. She'oz, kisheshov liyeshusoi, because then, when the person comes back down from that tremendous aliyah that they had, they come back to the physical, mare horeshimu lodas, the imprint that was left in them from that great light that they experienced, that imprint shines into their brain a level of recognition, a level of awareness, lodas ki Hashem hu elikim, to realize the greatness of Hashem, to realize the oneness of Hashem, that chesed and din are really one. Ukamei shekosov shom ba'toyran al, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. V'al'yedei ha'tzadik ha'godol hazeh va'anoshov, and through this great tzadik and his people who are zochet to participate in this, nimshach ho'or l'kol Yisrael, the light extends and is spread to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Sheyizku kulam lodas achdus soin soy v'tuvoy, so that all of Klal Yisrael should experience on their level a recognition of this, of the greatness of Hashem, of the oneness of Hashem. Sheyizku kulam sheyeh niftach lohem oyer hoin soif bebechinas rotzoi v'shoif, so that all of Klal Yisrael should be zeicha, that this infinite light of Hashem should open up to them a little bit, and they should be able to connect to it on the level of rotzoi v'shoif, reaching up to it and then coming back down. Ad sheyizku lodas kol echod ma sheyeda v'yisnoitzeitz b'moichoi, to the point where each one achieves a certain level of spirituality, a certain level of recognition of Hashem that's glowing inside their brain. Ad sheyedu kulam ki Hashem hu alekim, until all of them come to a level of recognition of the fact that Hashem and Elohim are really one. Shezeu bechinas neirois Chanukah. This is the concept of the Chanukah candles. Shehem bechinas neirois hamenoira, shehoyu doilkim benes niflo shmoina yomim, al yedei hapach hashemen shel hakohen gadol, which correspond to the candles of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, which burned by miracle for 8 days through that little vial of oil of the Kohen Gadol, shehu bechinas koyach havidui dvorim, which corresponds to the power of this vidui dvorim. Again, Rav Nosson Zal drew the parallel that oil, fire, a candle, a light, needs oil to burn on. Oil is what feeds the light and allows the light to burn and to glow. Light is oir. So what feeds the oir is this oil. It's called Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, which is considered to be a very holy item. Oil in the Torah is what we anoint kings with. Oil represents chachma, seichel, spirituality, ruchnius. Again, it's what feeds this light, this candle. Rab Nosson Zal shows that Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likut Imran that when a person wants to connect with the Oyer Ein Soif, with the light of Hashem, what takes a person up there is this vidui dvorim, because vidui is a form of bitul, a person nullifying and negating themselves. Vidui is a person admitting that they were wrong and bending down, humbling themselves, lowering themselves, and lowering themselves still further. And when a person does vidui in front of a Talmud Chacham, then they're making themselves into nothing, nothing. And that nothing, that bitul, is what connects a person to that highest, highest light, to that Oyer Ein Soif. Just like when a person passes away, how does the neshama go up? By the person being put into the ground. You have to put the person into the ground, you bury them, all the way in the ground, 6 feet down, cover them with dirt and more dirt and more dirt. That's what allows the neshama, the soul, to go up, 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 and be nichlan Oyer Ein Soif. So too, when a Jew goes through the real process of tshuva, of being humbled, dirt, becoming like dirt, to humble himself completely, to verbalize and admit exactly what he did wrong. Through this, he connects with this Oyer Ein Soif. Shibchinas koyach havidu idvorim, shenichnas bohem lifnai velifnim, which enables the tzaddik, who is like the Kohen Gadol, to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies. Just like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, what took him into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Bezois yovo yaron al Kodesh. With this, zois was that vidu idvorim. So too the tzaddikim enter into this Holy of Holies with this vidui dvorim. Vaydeze nikba ledoiros. And a result of that miracle taking place on Hanukkah thousands of years ago, that's what established for all future generations sheyekoyach bekol shona veshona lekol echod veechod miYisrael lahadlik ulohor beveisoy bebechinas neres hamenorah k'dosha. That every single year, every single Jew has the ability to light this menorah in his own home. Shehu ner Chanukah shamad lekol echad beveisoi. Hainu sheyesh lanu koyach al yedei hatzadikei emes vansheim. That we, all of Klal Yisrael, have the ability through the true tzaddik and his people, sheheim bechinas kohen gadol. They represent the kohen gadol. Bechinas koyach havidui dvorim sheizvadu lefneim, the power of this vidui which was done in their presence. Aideze yesh lanu koyach lekol echod v'echod lahadlik ulohor beveisoy ner Chanukah. This is what enables each and every single Jew to turn on this light in his own home, this ner Chanukah. Shu bechinas kedushas neiros hamenor, which is these holy Chanukah candles. Shehein bechinas oyer ho'ein soif, which represent, which symbolize this infinite light of Hashem, shemamshichim mibeis kodesh kodoshim, which we draw from the Holy of Holies, lehoyer lechol Yisrael bedaitam, to shine into the entire Klal Yisrael, into their das. We know again the number 8 always represents ruchnius. 7 is the physical world. 8 is taking us into the next world, into that Oyer Ein Soif. Hainu bechinas sheyiftach lohem Oyer Ho'ein Soif. This means that again, that this infinite light of Hashem should open up for all of Klal Yisrael, bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv, in a manner that they can connect with it, they can go up and come back down. Ad sheyedu hakoil gidulosoi shel yoytze bereshis, to the point where all of Klal Yisrael could have a new recognition of the greatness of Hashem, the Creator, shekuloi toiv vekuloi echod, and that Hashem is all good and all one. There aren't two. There's not good and bad. It's all good. V'chol hamo'oirois, and everything that happens to a person, kulam letoiv, are really all for our benefit. Shezeo bechinas oylam haba kamay shemavur shom. That's a taste of the world to come, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Shezeo bechinas. This is what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran. He quotes the Gemara about Rabba Bar Bar Chono, who saw this great fish that was huge, and it says there umilu mechad galgaladeina klas mea garvi mishcha. The eyeball of this fish was so large that we were able to fill from one eyeball of the fish 300 pitchers of oil. Bechinas hashemen shel ner Chanukah. This represents the great light, the oil of the Chanukah candles, shehu bechinas shemen hamenorah, which is the shemen of the menorah in the Mishkan. I mentioned in the past that Rav Rosenfeld once told over from one of the Sforim, we know that Chanukah represents a time, represents the light of Hashem, the light of Tzadikim, which reaches from top to bottom, from the highest places to the lowest places. And one of the Ramazim for this is the fact that the word Shemen is Bigematria Shamayim, showing Shamayim represents the top, the highest levels, all the way up there. The mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is the lowest place you're allowed to put the candles is 3 tefachim off the ground, 3 tefachim up. That's the lowest. The word tefach, tes pei ches, is bigematria 97. 3 times 97 is bigematria the word eretz. Eretz means the bottom of the ground. So that these Chanukah candles span from Shamayim to Eretz, Rotzoi Vashoiv, top to bottom, to be able to unite, to show that, to bring it all together, to show that it's all one. Hashem Echod, the same Hashem who is in Shamayim is the same Hashem who is in Eretz. The same Hashem who shows himself through Midas HaChesed is the same Hashem who's showing himself in the Elohim. It's really one. Paragraph Dalid, Vezehu Muvon Shom Batoyon Al Basoif, and this also is shown clearly over there at the end of the chapter in Likutei Moran, Al Maima Rabba Bar Bachana, regarding the story with Rabba Bar Bachana, where it says over there, Ki Hadron Lebosar Tresa Yarchi Shaito, when we return to that place, after 12 months, at the end of a year, Chazinon, we saw that they were breaking off from the bones of that huge fish, and using the bones of that fish to rebuild the 60 cities that had been destroyed when that fish landed on them, on top of them. Shepirishom, Rabbi Nazal explains over there, Shafilu oison shehen achoyrei hakedusha legamri, that even those people who are all the way behind, in back of the holiness, in back always represents the sitra achra. The penei, the face, is always the kindness, the goodness. The back is chas v'shalom midas adin, sitra achra tuma. So even those people who are behind the kedusha completely, gamheim nis'oiru b'tshuva, they also were inspired to do tshuva. That's why it says lebosar tresar. Lebosar means after, and lebosar also means after, can mean behind. I'm right after you. I'm in back of you. I'm behind you. Shafilu oisan shein achoyrei hakedusha legamri. Even those people who are completely in back of the kedusha, gamheim nesur b'tshuva. They also were inspired to tshuva. V'chazru l'Hashem yisborach. Al yedei shenisoirer ho'ish ha'Yisraeli hazeh sheshov be'emes v'kiyem kol ha'mavur sham. By one Jew being inspired and doing a real tshuva and fulfilling all the different details that are mentioned over there in the Torah about the seeing the tzaddik and giving tzedakah to the tzaddik and the vidui dvorim in front of the tzaddik, ad shenitzol min ha'koitzim v'apchosim, until he was saved from the thorns and the thistles. Rabbeinu, this is all based on the chapter in the Likutei Moran over there. V'zocho lehizvado yizvidu idvorim lefnei ha-Talmud Chacham Emes. And the person was zoche to confess in front of a true Talmud Chacham, ad shenichlal bein soif, and thereby able to rise up to a level of plugging into this infinite light of Hashem. Val yodoy, and through that one Jew that did that, Gam oisom shem achoyrei hakedusha legamri. All the others who were way behind the kedusha were mamish in the hands of the sitra achra, nasu merkova lahakedusha. they also were transformed to become holy vessels to be able to receive Hashem's holiness and light. Vazai gam heim yoidem Hashem yisborach biyedia chadosha v'nefloa. And then they too experience a new level of recognition of Hashem, of awareness of Hashem. Shaydei koyach havidui dvorim shel elu shezochu lezvatis lefnei atamad chochom emes. Through the power that results from those few people who were zoiche to confess in the presence of the true Talmud Chacham, ayidei zeh ho'oir meir lekol Yisrael. This light is something that shines into the entire Klal Yisrael, ad sheyiske kol echod she'niftach lo oir ho'ein soif. Where as a result of that, the entire Klal Yisrael, every single Jew, has a little bit of that infinite light of Hashem open up for them. Shemishom hadlokas ner Chanukah. And it's from there that we light these Chanukah candles, shehu bechinas neirois hamenorah shemad lekol echad, which corresponds to the candles of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, which each and every single Jew lights. Paragraph Hey. V'al kein hoyo ikar hanes al yidei shedolak ma'at hashemen shlo yhoyo boi lahad lekim yoim echod v'dolak shmoina yomim. Now we'll understand why the real miracle was the fact that there was a little bit of oil that barely was enough to burn for one day. Some say it wasn't even enough for one day, and it ended up burning 8 days. Kimavoyer shambat toiron al, because Rabbi Nezal explains over there, in Likutei Moran, chapter 4, She'oir ho'ein soif einoi niftach lekol echod b'shoveh, that when Hashem opens the curtain and allows a Jew to see that infinite light, that very high level of light of Hashem, not everybody receives it the same way. Each and every single person receives a different amount and in a different way. Kiim kifi ma shezoicha bechemlas Hashem olov. Each and every single person, to the degree that Hashem has rachmonis on that person, Hashem decides how much to share with that person, how much to open the door for that person, and allow them to see some of that great light. V'kol kach tevois hu oimer b'mesiris nefesh uv'eslavas godo v'chulu, ayin shom. Rabbi Nezal says, where can a person see this and feel this? Sometimes a person will be davening. They'll be davening shachris or saying tehillim or having espoidedus. And in the middle, suddenly they get turned on, really turned on. They start feeling a connection like they never felt before. A connection to Hashem, a connection to wanting to be good. Sometimes the person will start crying, something that they never imagined could happen to them. Crying to Hashem, crying for ruchnius. And Rabbi Nezal says over there, based on the amount of words, based on how many seconds or minutes or how many words the person is able to say with that great inspiration, that tells the person how much the door has opened up for them in Shamayim, for them to be able to see that measure of this Oyer Ein Soif. And again, this person would say this is all hocus pocus, this is budu budu, this is Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in the laws of Shmoneh Esrei says that this is how good Jews used to daven Shmoneh Esrei. When they would prepare themselves, take those 3 steps back, and then take those 3 steps forward, they would leave completely. They would detach, disengage completely from the physical world, from the body, and connect completely with Hashem, Hispashtus Agashmias, and achieve a level of closeness, a connection to Hashem that was a bechina of nevuah, like prophecy, that kind of level of spirituality. Now again, the question is, if this is something that happened thousands of years ago, and it's only the greatest of, why is it in the Shulchan Aruch? It's in the Shulchan Aruch for each and every one of us to know that each and every one of us on our level has the ability to experience this. If a person believes it, and if a person does what they can on their level to prepare themselves for this. Hashem doesn't expect me to make the preparations of Avram Avinu. I can't prepare myself like I, But Hashem does expect me to prepare myself to the best of ability that I can by getting up on time in the morning, by davening with the minyan, by washing myself first, a mikvah, all the different hachanas, a talis, tefillin, all the different preparations, and doing the best that I can on my level to concentrate, to focus only on Hashem, only on the words of tefillah that I'm saying. V'chol mi shezoiche, sheyeniftach loy beyoyser veyoyser oyer hoen soif, and each and every single Jew who is zoiche, that this infinite light of Hashem opens up to them more and more, each person on their level, bevada yesh loy koyach yoyser lohoyer lacherim, depending on how much of this infinite light of Hashem opens up to the person, that puts that person in a position to share it with more and more people. Person who receives 10 ounces has a certain level. Person who receives 10 gallons of this has on a much higher level, is much more in a position to share it with more people. V'oz bimei matisyo koin godol, and then, during the time of Matisyo, the miracle was so great that this little bit of oil that barely could burn for one day, dolak shmoina yomim, burned for 8 days, this means that the infinite light of Hashem opened up to them so much. It didn't burn for no 8 seconds or 8 minutes. It burned for 8 days. To the point where, as a result of the fact that this great infinite light of Hashem opened up so much, and this light of attachment to Hashem, and of Hashem broadcasting, shining so powerfully, this blast was so powerful that it reached every Jew across the entire world, not just for then, but for generations to come. The light is still booming, it's still beaming. To the point where we are zoiche each and every single year through the power of the true tzaddikim, to bring this great light upon us. That's where we draw the light of our Chanukah candles from, which correspond to the candles of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, neged beis kodesh hakadoshim, whereby the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash burned right opposite the Holy of Holies. Sheshom hu bechinas raiva deraiven. The Holy of Holies is that place of rotzon sheberetzona. It's the highest level chesed of Hashem. Bechinas oyer hoen soif, this infinite light of Hashem. Boruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes the introduction. Now he laid all the groundwork for this halacha, explaining the chapter on Likut Imran, showing the connection between that and Chanukah. Now he's going to use this to shed light and to clarify the whole concept of the law of how one collects a debt from orphans, whether you're allowed to connect from property, metaltalin, all the different things. Rav Nosson Zal is going to draw all the connections between the two. Hold it over here.